This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Democrat Josh Gottheimer is the newest member of the New Jersey congressional delegation after taking oath of office this week during the first session of the 115th Congress. In one of the few bright spots for the Democrats in the November election, Gottheimer unseated seven-term Republican Scott Garrett in New Jersey's 5th congressional district. Gottheimer is a former Microsoft executive. He also worked for the Federal Communications Commission and as a speechwriter for former President Bill Clinton. To get a sense of his agenda and to understand the Democrats' place in this new political era, Mr. Gottheimer joins us from Washington. And I should say, Congressman Gottheimer. Hello, Congressman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Please call me Josh, but it's great to be here.
Okay, then, Josh. Democrats are in the minority in both chambers of Congress, and the party, of course, lost the White House. Describe the mood among Democrats in Washington and your approach to this rather tough political climate.
Well, as you might imagine, some of my colleagues aren't thrilled, but I'm taking a much different approach. I really have, from moment one of my transition, sat down with Republicans and Democrats and more looking for where can we work together. Because I think what came through more than anything in this election is that people want progress. They want people to move forward. They're sick and tired of people screaming at each other. So I'm very focused on where are the places that we can move forward. What's good for New Jersey? What's good for the country? And frankly, there are going to be places, as somebody who is a more conservative Democrat, you know, fiscally more conservative and somebody who wants lower taxes, I'll tell you, there are places where I think that we will really find opportunity to work together. It's also going to mean, by the way, as you know, Jamie, there are plenty of places where we're going to have to fight.
All right. Well, then let's drill down on some of those, because there are some progressives who would really wish and hope that some Democrats on the Hill would fold their arms and obstruct with this White House, disrupt, refuse to deal in the way that many Republicans refuse to deal with President Obama.
I think what those Republicans did was despicable, and I think it held up progress for our country. Now, there are issues that are all or nothing issues. If you try to mess with a woman's right to choose, if you try to mess with equal pay for women, if you try to mess with LGBT rights, if you try to actually turn back the clock on making sure that we've got clean drinking water for our kids, to me, there are line in the sand issues. If you turn your back on first responders, on firefighters, on law enforcement, on veterans, right? But there are other issues where you have to be willing to sit at the table. And if you obstruct just for the sake of obstructing, I don't know what that accomplishes. And I don't get people, Republicans or Democrats, who want to come here just to do that. I think there are places where we can work across the aisle together. And I'm looking forward to finding those places, whether that's on tax reform or investment in infrastructure. There are places and transportation, places where I think we can come together. As you know, in New Jersey, you've got, in my district, a third of the bridges are considered unsafe. We are eighth worst in the country in terms of our road conditions. And I think that's a huge issue. And I want people in my district and in the Northeast, frankly, to be able to get around and get to work. And I think there's a real appetite for it, right? We need to get another tunnel built. We need to have stronger train in the Northeast corridor and faster trains. We have to invest in our roads and bridges and tunnels. So those are places where I see great opportunity. And frankly, on the tax reform side, listen, our corporate tax rates are 10 to 15 to 20 points higher in the United States than they are overseas. That's not good for us. I mean, what can we do to convince more companies to come to northern New Jersey, A, and then B, how do we get more companies to stay here and grow? We have to make a strong case for people, and that starts with obviously making smart investments, but also getting our taxes under control.
Cutting corporate taxes, that doesn't sound like a Democratic congressman to me.
Well, I think you'll find that I'm not beholden to any particular party. I do what's best for the 5th District, right? So that's who I work for. And, you know, some days the Democrats are going to love me. Some days the Republicans are going to love me. And to me, that's the right place, because what you want to do is find a middle where you can get things done and work together.
Your campaign raised more money than any House candidate in state history. Now, this is a time when America's distaste for money in politics is running pretty high. Well, what are your views on campaign finance?
I would love campaign finance reform. I mean, as someone, as you just pointed out, who had to spend so much time raising money, the problem is if you want to campaign and run a race, you have to raise money. Otherwise, you're playing with one hand tied behind your back. To me, we have to figure out a way, and this is really probably going to be a Supreme Court issue because we've not figured out a legislative way to fix this. We've got to figure out a way to get the court to turn back what they did, which is just allows a few people to pour unlimited amounts of money into these elections.
Now, you've laid out a lot of ambitious goals. Given this political climate, what do you actually think you can realistically deliver for your constituents, and how do you plan to go about actually doing it?
To me, it starts with, A, really focusing on the people who live in your district and helping them. So being available and accountable to people so they can call your office and actually reach someone, they can send an email and get a response. Really good work, people. If you see a pothole in the street, to me, that's as much of your responsibility as anything else is, and helping make sure that we are actually accountable on the ground and responsible and responsive to people who live in the district. And then, two, I think you there are areas where, as we talked about earlier, like infrastructure, like tax reform, those are areas where I think there's great places to come together across the aisle and that we will make progress. Now, there's other things that I think are tougher, and I think you just have to be realistic about it.
Democrat Josh Gottheimer is the newest member of Congress from New Jersey, representing the state's 5th District. Congressman Josh, thank you for your time.
Real is an honor to be here. I hope to talk to you soon.